Hey everyone, just a quick heads up that this week's episode with sexpert Susan Bratton contains a full video version and images over on our Patreon platform. The video and images that Susan references in this episode are available to all patrons no matter what tier you are in. So if you're not a member yet, this is a great time to join us. Head on over to patreon.com to sign up. So grab your partner and maybe a glass of wine and listen in to this juicy and inspiring episode that might just transform your sex life for the rest of your life. Enjoy.
I mean, if you've never had 15 or 20 minutes of undivided pleasuring, focused attention on your genital engorgement, you may have never gotten it completely engorged ever in your life. And you've been having penetrative sex because your husband goes boink and he's ready to go. And so he's been penetrating you pretty much your whole marriage before you could feel your complete vulval erectile pleasure. And here's what's important about why you want to be engorged. I'm going to tell you how to train your husband to do this. You're at a crux in your relationship with your partner, or you have an opportunity for a restart. And this is the restart that will serve you for the rest of your life. So listen to me.
I'm Cynthia Overgaard, owner of Hypnobirthing of Connecticut, childbirth advocate, and postpartum support specialist.
And I'm Tricia Ludwig, certified nurse midwife and international board certified lactation consultant.
And this is the Down to Birth podcast.
Childbirth is something we're made to do, but how do we have our safest and most satisfying experience in today's medical culture?
Let's dispel the myths and get down to birth.
My name is Susan Bratton. I'm a mother of a 26-year-old. I've been married for 30 years. I believe that I have a good understanding of what you're going through because I've been through it. And I want to let you know that I'm happy to be here on the show today, holding you in my heart. And my plan is to give you some hope, some ideas, and some mindset changes. I want to have you look at some things in some new ways that are going to empower you to have an intimate, passionate marriage or relationship with your significant other that fuels you, that makes you feel good about yourself, that gives you vitality instead of sucks your vitality. And so it is my pleasure to be here. My title is Intimacy Expert to Millions. My name again is Susan Bratton. I'm 62 years old, and I have some good perspectives for you today. So hang on for the ride.
No pun intended. And you call yourself a sexpert.
I do. Yeah. What I've done my whole life, well, for the last two decades, my second career, is try to help people transform having sex into making love. I've written passionate lovemaking techniques and bedroom communication skills and helped people with intimate wellness, which includes everything from how do I heal an episiotomy scar to I've lost my lubrication to I'm struggling to orgasm to I'm not turned on at all and I feel super guilty about it to I'm peeing my pants before I can get to the bathroom. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I don't want anything. People leave me alone. All that stuff. My husband is badgering me for sex. I feel super guilty. What do I do? Some things like that.
I think you just hit the nail on the head with every new postpartum mother that ever existed.
Yes.
So
your laughter indicates there are solutions to these things, right?
Yeah. Help. Just help. Start telling
us. Let's hear the good news first.
I mean, women go into pre-baby, you know, sex lives are phenomenal. Like dating, early marriage, pre-children, everybody's crazy about each other. They can't keep their hands off each other. Then you get pregnant, you give birth, and you have this new baby, and it's pretty dramatically different. And not just for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we all sort of think, oh, after 6 weeks, sex drive is going to come back. I'm going to feel great. We're going to feel all connected with my partner again. But all those things that you just mentioned persist.
Yes. Yeah, it's interesting too. Even the whole 6 weeks thing, like that was an arbitrary number. Like some dude told us that we could have sex after 6 weeks. And now we feel completely pressured. You know, like it's crazy how much pressure we put on ourselves as women. And we have a pillowy belly and our boobs are, I used to joke that when I was breastfeeding, that my boobs looked like weasels in tube socks. They were like hanging straight down. You know, they just were like, wah. And you've got all that prolactin. You're all like loose and nothing's working right.
And dry. And
you're dry.
And you're tired. You're so tired. You want to cry 24 hours a day. You're exhausted. That's to me, one of the biggest impediments. You're so tired. You're borderline insane. Like that. Exactly. You're like, this is why it's a torture tactic, you know, according to the Geneva Convention. This is a real legit torture tactic. Yes. And just wondering, oh, like, did I brush my teeth when I woke up today? And when am I getting my next shower in? Sex feels really freaking low on the totem pole, like in the hierarchy of things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. Yeah. So I wonder.
I know, like with a 6 week old baby and you're supposed to start having sex with your partner again.
Well, I want
to
even say 6 months.
God.
I want to say 6 months, a year. Women are still feeling guilty. Sometimes we have a mom in my postpartum group who confesses that still not having sex. And everyone is like, oh, thank God we're not the only ones not having sex months and months and months out. Yes. So I would, go ahead.
Women say, I literally have no libido. And I'm like, I know, baby. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Here's what I look at. I think about this time because you have to think about if you're with a male-bodied partner, which the majority of people are, and if you're not, everything I'm about to say still pretty much applies to you. So I'm going to go with the general large part of the bell curve, which is I'm in a long-term relationship with a man, you know, who has a penis and he's horny every day. And, there are a number of things that I want to say about it. Number one, this is the time for you to create a new, new way of thinking about sex in your relationship. You have a restart opportunity, and I want to make some recommendations about it. I call it on shows where it's pretty much only women who listen. I call it the husband training program or the boyfriend training program. But basically it's, you used to have sex this old way, and I want you to start having sex an entirely new way in ways that probably have not happened in your sex life up to now. So we're going to start a new chapter in your sexual journey that hopefully your sexual journey will last your whole lifetime, because people who have good intimacy into their later years live longer, look younger, feel better, and are happier. So there are going to be these moments in your life where you have to fight for your own sexuality. One of them might have been in your younger years when you had sex and it was not satisfying. Because honestly, in your 20s, it's the blind leading the blind. You guys don't even know what you're doing. We don't know what we're doing. It could have been in, 4 months or 4 years after you were married to your partner, when you were like, wow, I really have to kind of like screw myself up to get interested in having sex with my partner because he really wants it. And I just have to do it because it's my job. And you probably have hit that sometime in your relationship. And now you're in this postpartum where you're like, I don't know whether this is your first or your fifth child, but you've got this whole new thing facing you, which is now I'm juggling even more humanity in my life. And yet my husband's still just as horny. And even if he doesn't pressure you, badger you, beg you, bargain with you, try and do things for you so you'll have the energy to have sex, even if he's not doing that and he's just stuffing it, You likely have this deep-seated guilt in the pit of your stomach that you're doing something wrong, that you're not giving him what he needs and you're being a quote-unquote bad wife, you know? And this is what happens with women. We take things on ourselves. Like if you've never had an orgasm from intercourse yet, and I always say yet, because all orgasms are learned skills. If you've been the kind of woman who's been like, well, I'll just have intercourse with him because I love to be close and I know how much he loves it. And it's nice for me to be close to him, even if I don't orgasm. And maybe I'll get that from oral pleasuring or I'll get that from using a toy. And it's okay. I love him. I know this is what we do. And then he's like, well, I guess you can't orgasm, but you know, I still want to have intercourse. And so we'll just cope with that and keep going. And there's just so much around all of those things that lead you further away from your desire to keep going. All of our body image issues, in addition to all the exhaustion and all the other stuff that we're dealing with in a postpartum world, we women also have these incredible body image issues. And so what I want to do is, first thing I want to do is I want to explain the difference between your female anatomy and your desire, libido, and arousal profile, like how the female body operates and how your male partner's body operates and why you're different, where the disconnect comes in. And then you got to get in his world, but he needs to understand your world. You think you're broken because you think you're supposed to act like your husband. You think your sex drive is supposed to be like his, because we've been living in every image we ever see is driven by patriarchal and honestly religious underpinnings that have held us back and not given us the kind of intimacy and pleasure that female bodies need. We didn't know, so we thought we were broken because we don't have the same response as our husbands or partners. And we've taken that on as our own, and then they've just assumed that's how it is. And so you've been kind of like under this idea that there's something wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with you. And now when I give you that level set, and I tell you what it's like and what we're all actually going through and what we really need, you can begin at this new leaf, this new chapter in your sex life, starting today, to teach your husband what it's like in your body, what you need. And trust me, 9 times out of 10, that man is dying to know what it will take to give you incredible pleasure. He wants to serve you. He wants to do a good job. He wants to be a winner. Your needs do come first to him. He literally doesn't know what to do, and you've got to tell him. Because everything he looks at, he sees a couple just falls into bed, he rips her pants off, she still has a bra on, and he penetrates her, which is like the opposite of what we need at this point. So I think what would be most helpful for me is to give you the husband training program so that you can start the new chapter of your life. You can understand how to get what you need and how he can give that to you so that you want to make dates for sex with him. And what is sex? And how we can broaden the idea of what sex is so that it becomes the kind of sex that our female bodies need, want, crave, and ask for. So I'm going to start out with some basic anatomy. Do you post any videos or have any YouTube version of this show?
We could. Okay. We are recording video right now. We potentially could.
Well, what I'll do is I'll hold up a couple of pictures.
Okay.
And you might be able to just take screenshots and post them or something like that, because that way at least women will be able to visualize what the parts are that I'm talking about. So where would your listener go? What's your website domain where they would go to see this?
It would probably be on our Patreon page, which is the only place we show video of our content.
Hey there, all you amazing, strong, and beautiful women, especially you new moms and moms-to-be. I'm Taylor, co-founder and CEO of Vitality.
And I'm Taylor's sister, Chloe, co-founder and chief design officer. We started Vitality to encourage and empower everyone to live a vibrant life. We're all about supporting women, especially on the journey to motherhood.
When I was pregnant, I really struggled to find comfy leggings that I could wear all day, every day. So we set out to make the best maternity pants out there. We took those pain points and designed pieces that were supportive and comfortable, including details like a high-rise fit, underbelly seam, raw-cut hems, and to top it off, we have an embedded silicone panel that acts like a built-in suspension system for your low back, which is the first of its kind.
So we designed this line in our Marshmallow Soft Cloud 2 fabric in not only a maternity pant, but a volley and biker short as well.
Let me tell you, all of these pieces are a game changer.
Just go to shopvitality.com.
And cherry on top, you guys can use code DOWNTOBIRTH at checkout to get 10% off your order.
10% off athleisure, designed for pregnancy, during pregnancy.
Down to Birth is sponsored by Postpartum Soothe. Recovering from a vaginal birth takes many women by surprise. Everyday activities like sitting, walking, and going to the bathroom can be uncomfortable. And Postpartum Soothe is just the remedy to support your healing and relieve discomfort. Postpartum Soothe is a 100% organic herbal blend that's applied to maternity pads in the days immediately following your birth, giving you all the benefits of a sitz bath 24/7. That's because herbs like comfrey leaf, uva ursi, and witch hazel are known for their antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory properties. Postpartum Soothe can be prepared anytime during the third trimester, and it makes a beautiful baby gift. It's a must for any woman seeking a faster, easier recovery from a vaginal birth. Visit postpartumsoothe.com. That's postpartumsoothe, SOOTHE.com, and use promo code DOWNTOBIRTH. Did you know that 97% of women take a prenatal vitamin, yet 95% of us are still deficient in key nutrients for pregnancy and postpartum? After a long time searching for the optimal prenatal nutrition product, we bring you Needed, a radically better prenatal vitamin. Needed's nutritional products offer nutrients that your body can utilize with doses at optimal versus bare minimum levels and are available in capsules and an easy-to-take vanilla powder, perfect for those moms with pill fatigue or nausea. Needed is a woman-founded company offering a superior nutritional product lineup backed by research, data, and insights from nearly 4,000 women's health experts. Needed offers premium supplements for every stage, from egg quality support for women trying to conceive to lactation support for breastfeeding. And you know, Cynthia and I, we love their botanical sleep and relaxation support packets before bedtime. So if you are looking for a radically different prenatal, head on over to thisisneeded.com and enter Down to Birth for 20% off your first order.
Perfect. All right, this will go on your Patreon.
Okay.
Okay, good. Super. Great. All right. So what I'm doing first is I'm going to hold up a picture of the vulva. There's the vulva, and then the inside is the vagina. And I'm going to show you the vulva. I'm going to show you the vagina, and I'm going to show you your erectile tissue. So you have in the vulva, you've got the mons across the top of the fatty pad of tissue that the pubic hair is up at the top. And then down the sides where the pubic hair is, underneath there is your outer labia, your labia majora. And that your clitoris is actually underneath those fat pads too. And then there's the clitoral hood, and then the clitoral tip and shaft are underneath the hood. The hood is actually part of the inner labial structure, and the inner labia come down and meet at the bottom in the fourchette. And the labia themselves, if you think about them like a little door, you open the inner labia, that internal area is called the vestibule. Inside the vestibule is where your urine exits. That's the urethral exit. And that's the vaginal sphincter, the introital sphincter, which is a little round muscle that opens and closes the vaginal opening. And that's the whole outside. But now I'm going to peel away the skin, and I'm going to show you the three erectile tissues of the vulva. This is the three erectile tissues. And here, this is my main point of the podcast. And that is that we have as much erectile tissue in our vulva as our husband does in his penis. And if I hold up, hang on, I've got one here. If I hold up a banana, and if you're just listening to the podcast, you can imagine a banana. This is your husband's penis. Half of it sticks out of his body, but half of that banana goes in and down toward his testicles. And all of the fruit of this banana is erectile tissue, three tissue chambers that fill with blood when he gets an erection. So double the size of your guy's penis. Now imagine that twice as big. All that's inside it is this spongy pleasure tissue. Now I'm going back to the picture of what the clitoral, urethral, and perineal structures look like. These are your three erectile tissues chambers. There's the clitoral tip or glands, the shaft, the two arms called crura, the two legs called vestibular bulbs, that those are located underneath the pubic hair on each side of the outer labia. The urethral sponge, which people call a G-spot. It's not a spot. It's a long noodle, like a pool noodle, a tube of erectile tissue that's a sheath around the urethral canal where your urine and your female ejaculate exit. And that's the second spongy tissue. And the third one is under the vaginal opening called the perineal sponge, and it's between the bottom of the vagina and the rectum. And now what I've basically described is that our entire vaginal area is completely wrapped in the same amount of erectile tissue that's in the shaft of our husband's penis. But
somehow the penis gets all the credit.
Gets all the credit. The thing is that his is a straight shot. He's got something called fast-acting hemodynamics, so he gets an erection really quickly. And it just boink. It's almost like a miracle how fast an erection goes. Our little nooks and crannies are like an English muffin, and the blood has to seep into all of it to expand. And it takes about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how frequently we're getting it expanded. It expands faster if you have frequent pleasuring, and it expands less quickly if you've had intermittent pleasuring. And if you've never had 15 or 20 minutes of undivided pleasuring, focused attention on your genital engorgement, you may have never gotten it completely engorged ever in your life. And you've been having penetrative sex because your husband goes boink and he's ready to go. And so he's been penetrating you pretty much your whole marriage before you could feel your complete vulval erectile pleasure. And here's what's important about why you want to be engorged. I'm going to tell you how to train your husband to do this. And this is going to be what he's going to do to get back inside you. And it's going to change your sex life so that the next chapter of your sex life is going to be like the best sex you've ever had. But you're not going to have it till you're really ready and begging him for it. So basically, you've got all these nooks and crannies, and you guys have heard that your brain is your biggest sex organ, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's a common thing, but why? Why is it our biggest sex organ? Well, it's because it's actually the one doing the processing that tells us that that touch or stimulation is pleasurable. And when we're flaccid and we're not engorged and we're just making our vagina available to our husband to basically masturbate inside because we're not really turned on and we're not having great orgasms from it, we don't get that full, plumpy, pillowy, vulval expansion. And so the tissue is small and shriveled and not erect. And so it's a small surface area that's not getting a lot of stimulation. So it's not sending a lot of signals to the brain. If I get the blood to rush into it and fill it up, and I'm going to tell you how, don't worry. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but not how to do it. I'm going to tell you how to do it. When you don't get the blood in there and it's small, it can't send very many signals. When you give yourself the time, and you're like, I don't have any time. Yes, you do. You have time for this. This is critical. You're at a crux in your relationship with your partner, or you have an opportunity for a restart, and this is the restart that will serve you for the rest of your life. So listen to me. You get enough expansion of that tissue, and then everything that gets touched sends these massive pleasure signals to your brain. I teach orgasmic activation and orgasmic cross training and the 20 kinds of orgasms that your body can have And they are all learned skills. If you're having any orgasms right now, you learned how to do it, and you can learn all the rest over the rest of your life. You've got plenty of time, no pressure here. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the map to the territory. You can take a very slow journey. There's no pressure. The first thing I want you to work on is having time to get this healing blood flow into your yoni. And I'm going to use the word yoni now, because Y-O-N-I, yoni, is the tantric lovemaking word for the entire female urogenital system. I want you to stop thinking about sex as intercourse today from going forward. And I want you to stop thinking about your vagina as being the thing that is sex. That is what sex means, is I am penetrated by a penis in my vagina. It is so much more than that. And we can get to that. But those are two things I want you to know. Three things. One, you need to get more engorgement. Two, orgasms are learned and you can do them. Three, sex is much more than just penetration. That's not what we're talking about here. Four, that you have to allow yourself the time on the female body's schedule to get the engorgement that you deserve, so that you're going to want to keep having sex for the rest of your life with your partner. So the next thing I want to tell you about is the vagina, because I'm piecing some things together. I'm holding up a little balloon, the kind of balloon that you would make a water balloon out of. It's got a little neck, and it's a little round end, and it's got, right where you blow it up, is the little sphincter muscle that is your vagina. And this is what a vagina looks like. It looks like a flat, empty, no air in it balloon with a little depression at the top where the cervix comes down and kind of pokes into the cave. It looks like a cave, not a sheath. It's not an inside out penis. It has a bulbous cave in the back and a little crook neck, a little neck. And when you are low in certain hormones, like if you have estrogen drops after, you know, in postpartum, it gets sensitive, because the estrogen keeps tissue thick and the tissue holds moisture from blood flow. So when you're dry, it's that you didn't get enough blood flow into your pelvis because you didn't get enough warm up. And what we call foreplay, but I don't like that word, because it goes right back to all that sex is intercourse. And that came from religion that said sex is for procreation only. So the only thing that matters is intercourse, so that when you go through menopause, you're useless anyway, and you're an old dried up biddy, so your life is over, which is all just bull malarkey. So sex keeps getting better your whole life long if you keep your attention on it and you learn some of these simple things. So you don't want a lot of on a beleaguered vulva. You need soft and gentle lovemaking when you return to intercourse. But you need a lot of warm up to get all of the blood plasma into your pelvic bowl to fill up not only all of that erectile tissue so that things feel good to you when you get them touched, but you also need the blood flow to flow through all of the vaginal mucosal lining to get you lubricated. So if you're dry, you need to keep working on your turn on. And the way to do that is three different things. So the three different things, and this is where the husband training program comes in. And that is, it's his job to help you get all that blood flow and turn on, so that when he does finally penetrate you, it feels pleasurable. One of them is kissing. And that could be kissing your cheeks, your face, your neck, your eyelids, your forehead. It needs to be loving and kind and sweet and precious. And there's got to be a lot of adoration and worship.
The worship. Second thing is, I love that.
Is your breasts. I know we need to be worshiped. The second thing is our breasts. And the problem is that during postpartum, when you're if you're breastfeeding, your boobs are that kid's, and you really don't want your nipples played with. They've been worked to death. And so you're missing one of the elements during postpartum that you can use later to stimulate the blood flow into your genitals and to stimulate your turn on, because your breasts and nipples and your mouth and throat and neck and face are as they add to your arousal. They help you climb that arousal ladder, and you got one man down, if you will, because your boobs are tired from breastfeeding, most likely. Now, for some women, the stimulation feels really good. But for a lot of women, they're like, oh, don't touch my nipples right now. They're like, they need a break. So you want to spend more time getting him to really do things to your neck, your clavicle, your sternum, your pet your hair, whisper in your ears, maybe lick around your ears, like that stuff will actually make, you know how when your breasts let the milk down, you feel like your spit also runs. Like literally me talking about milk let down just made saliva run.
Makes you salivate.
Yes.
And by the way, so women know it's totally normal when their husband is doing this to them that their milk actually may let down.
Oh yeah, exactly. Your milk will let down. And that's exactly what I was going to say too, Tricia, because when the milk lets down, your blood rushes to your pelvic floor, and that's going to start to lubricate lubricate your vagina and fill the blood into your erectile tissue. And so the letdown is good. That's a signal that you're relaxing, because your arousal begins in relaxation. One thing that our husbands don't understand, they try to like spin our knobs and push our buttons to get us going. They're trying to get us turned on, and they think we're like a light switch, because they are. They are a light switch. And they've got that fast-acting hemodynamics, and they don't live in our body. So they don't know about our nooks and crannies. They don't know about our letdown. They don't know about our relaxation. And so this is where you start to train them. And this is my trick. And by the way, a foot rub, or starting with anything that hurts. If your lower back hurts, if anything, your feet hurt, whatever hurts, have them rub some pain cream into those spots to get blood flowing there. Then have them hold you and let you relax for a minute, and have them tell you three things they love about you. What is it they adore about you, and what do they find sexy about you? You need to hear both those things. You need verbal appreciation. This is very, very normal. This is the female arousal ladder. He just doesn't know. So you have to say, okay, I need you to hold me now. Okay, can you rub my feet? Can you rub my back? Now, can you hold me? Can you tell me what you love about me? And pretty soon, now, can you kiss my face? Can you stroke my hair from the top of my head down? Can you rub my shoulders down my arms? Can you just tickle across the top of my breastbone? Can you cup my breasts and hold them up? Take the weight off me for a minute and just hold them for me softly. Okay. Can you tell me that my belly doesn't look too gross? Yes, baby, your belly looks fine. You look beautiful to me. I always love you. I love who you are. I love that you're this amazing mother. You look as gorgeous to me as you ever have. I want you so much. And then, can you give me a yoni massage? And this is going to be your, and I'm almost done now. This is going to, thank you for staying with me. This is going to be your big thing that you're
We're on the edge of our seats. Are you kidding?
Good. Oh, good, Cynthia.
You're
thank
not
you.
Bored. This you're is not bored for a second.
Those maternity panties, this is where you're pulling them up. You're going to allow your partner to give you and learn how, and he's going to be all thumbs at first. Some guys are really dexterous with their fingers. Our darling mechanical guys are so good with their fingers. Some of our other guys, they take time to learn how to do this. You are training him, and he is going to learn how to give you a yoni massage. He's going to learn how to get the blood flowing into your yoni. He's going to rub the things that hurt. He's going to learn to go across the moms and down the sides and not go inside until you ask him to. And you need groin massage. You want him to rub your belly. You want him to tickle the moms. Your sweet cheeks like a little circular motion. Whatever it is you need. Oh, now it feels good if you just rub across the top of my clitoral shaft over the hood, very lightly, like you're playing a violin string. Yeah, that feels good. No, don't touch my clitoris yet. But oh, I like it when you take your fingers. Now put some more oil on. It's getting dry. I love it when you rub your fingers from the top of my clitoral hood all the way down super lightly on my inside labia. Okay, now you can go inside my labia with one finger. Yep, that feels good. Yeah, pick it up. Don't go back up the opposite direction. Pick it up and start at the top and stroke down again. That feels good. Hey, could you go back to the labia and kind of knead them like between your fingers? When you start to be able to give him verbal directions and know that every time he lays down with you and you rest and relax and he puts intentional love and pleasure into your yoni and you start telling him what you need and you start feeling what your body wants him to do and you start communicating that to him, you're training him to learn how to touch you and bring that blood flow in and build up all that clitoral erection. And he's learning your parts and you're learning your parts and you're getting a touch library. You can start to name the touches so he knows, oh, the labial kneading or the mons back and forth rubbing or the little finger on the inner labia or the windshield wiper over my clitoral hood. The more you understand anatomy and learn your anatomy and are able to touch into yourself and say what feels good and give him direction and let him know he's doing a great job, you're going to get your clitoral erection. You're going to get lubricated. You're going to get engorged. You're going to suddenly realize you love this sucker. He's actually delicious and he's been so charming and darling and he's been worshiping you and he's been putting his time in and being so patient with you. And yes, you actually do want him back inside. And oh my gosh, it actually feels better than it ever has because I've had the time that I need to really wait until I wanted him in my pleasure palace. And now it feels better. And when it starts feeling not so good and he hasn't had an ejaculation yet, I'm going to say, I think I need to take a break. That was enough for me today. Let's try again in a day or two. And we'll get back to it, baby. We'll get back to it. And you're doing such a great job. Then from then on in the rest of your marriage, every time you have sex, you can ask for a yoni massage to get yourself going. And you're going to start having orgasms from intercourse. You're going to start having orgasms from those yoni massages. You're going to become this massively orgasmic woman who can't wait till the next date with your husband because you taught him how to touch you and gave yourself the time that we women need and the slowness and the adoration that we need to actually have the desire and cross that chasm, close that orgasm gap that's so easy for him and so hard for us until we learn what to do.
Finding the perfect pregnancy and breastfeeding bra is no easy task. Your search is now over. Meet Davin and Adley, a mother-owned pumping, nursing, and maternity bra company with a unique, comfortable, and stylish cropped cami. This item is perfect to wear all day long from day one of your pregnancy right through the end of your breastfeeding journey and probably beyond. The Amelia cami makes pumping and breastfeeding easy while looking and feeling good on your body. It works seamlessly for both wearable pumps and flange pumps, and you can breastfeed in it. It also has a beautiful stretch lace back. You can sleep in it, dress up in it, go out in it, whatever you want to do in it. And trust us, the quality in this item and all of their items are top notch. They're soft, durable, and attractive. These bras will truly go the distance. Davin and Adley carry a gorgeous selection of maternity and nursing wear, and they have an innovative one-piece breast pad that we've never seen anywhere else. So no more losing those solo breast pads, ladies. Go ahead and check out the full collection of maternity and nursing items at davinandadley.com and use your promo code DOWNTOBIRTH to save 15%. All right, breastfeeding moms, do you want to know one of our all-time favorite items for your nursing journey? If you know us, you probably could guess it. Yep, it's the Silverette Nursing Cup. These little nipple heroes not only protect, but also heal because they're made of real silver. It is naturally antimicrobial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. These little cups will be your best friend in the early sensitive weeks of breastfeeding your baby. And our favorite part is they last literally forever. You can pass them on just like you would a favorite piece of jewelry. Head on over to silverettesa.com and use promo code DOWNTOBIRTH to save 15%.
You talked earlier holding up that red balloon. Good choice of color.
Yeah, I know. They're the perfect balloons for vaginas.
You held it up and, you know, our Patreon viewers are going to be seeing all of this, but you showed how it was really interesting to see that it's not, the vagina isn't penis shaped. It's not evenly narrow all the way to the back. There's this, you said, like a cave space. Can you explain physiologically why that is, or explain what your point was in demonstrating that?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Cynthia. So one of the vestiges of patriarchy is that vagina is it like a Roman or Greek? It's like, I don't know what the origins were. I think it was Greek word for sheath.
Right. Therefore, what is the sword? It's all about the sword. Right.
Right. And that just really chaps my buns. Because if you look at porn as well, which I don't like, it's degrading to women. 96% of it, according to Time magazine, shows acts of degradation toward women. And when you think about the vagina and you think about porn and you think about the sheath, you think about all this pumping and this hardcore, there's a place for that. When you're really, really warmed up, it can be nice to have very active, jumpy around penetrative sex. But when you're delicate, you're postpartum, your hormones are wacky, you're tired, so your libido is low, because your libido is just literally a barometer of your health and your energy level. That's when you feel better, your libido comes back. You'll know you're feeling better and recovering when your libido starts to come back. The skin inside the vagina, the vaginal mucosal lining, it doesn't want to just be, as a matter of fact, the older we get, the more annoying that is, because our tissue thins with the loss of estrogen, which means it holds less moisture. And so it can be irritating. What we want is for the penis to go inside us and to explore the whole cave. And it's like 360 degrees round in there almost. It's like a balloon and it's flat. It's a flat cave. It's not an open cave. It's not a blown up balloon until there's something in there and you get turned on and you get blood flow. And then the uterus pulls up and the vagina tents open a little bit and becomes more accommodating. And so that's why you don't want to be penetrated deeply at first. You want to get turned on and allow yourself to slowly adjust to a penis inside you. And you want him to use his penis. I teach a lot of orgasmic pleasuring techniques. I have a website at orgasmicintercourse.com that has my 10 penetration techniques that I teach him and her, different techniques that feel good, that get you away from just the and into stroking and awakening the whole cave. Women are like, can I have cervical orgasms? I'm like, it's all up in there. There's no like, yes, there's locations. Yes, you can, cervical is one behind the cervix, in front of the cervix, the G spot, which is not the spot. It's a sponge, you know, the floor with the perineum, the sides that have the pudendal nerves. I mean, all of that in there wants to be activated and you become more orgasmic from intercourse the more all of it is activated. You want to think about not stroking the vaginal mucosal lining. You want to go beyond that and touch and stroke that lining so you're actually touching the meat of your womb behind it, beyond it. That's where the sensations get really good. The engorgement increases and sends even more pleasure signals to your brain. So that's another thing you can begin to experiment with in this husband training program is going to orgasmic intercourse, seeing a few things you'd like him to try, telling him what they are, and learning how to do them together. That's going to up that orgasmic intercourse pleasure, especially once your whole vagina is now wrapped in all this engorged tissue from the yoni massage, the kissing, the verbal appreciation, the foot rub, etc. And you're like, how am I going to have time for all this? You can break it up into little pieces. Honey, give me a foot rub. In 2 hours, when the baby takes a 15-minute nap, we'll do a 15-minute yoni massage. You know, like you can do it over time, whichever thing you want. Let's just lay down and you can hold me and kiss me and tell me you love me. Let's just do that. But now that you know what the components are, you can say, oh, okay, so really what I'm going for here is relaxation, engorgement, and connection. And when I'm getting the heart connection, the loving, the relaxation, everything's going to let down. I'm going to engorge. Things will start to feel better. And when I have time, we can try some of these new techniques. But overall, what it's going to do is it's going to slow him down, get him present to you, teach him some new pleasuring skills, and help you want him. Because you want to want him, but you don't. And you want to move from I want him and I do.
I think so much of what women experience postpartum and why they don't want to have sex is because it really is so much in the postpartum about the man and his pleasure and just sort of getting it done. And this is a completely different process that you're describing of like really slowing down, really taking the time to make the woman feel not just physically good, but that intimate connection, that emotional connection, that adoration, safety. The worship piece of it. Like,
it reminds me of how when we get married, there's this whole in sickness and in health, and no one really wants to think about that. But the way you're describing this, there's something really, there's no question the most arousing thing to anyone is to turn on your partner, right? I mean, and that is definitely true for men. There's like when they are really satisfying you in bed, nothing is more thrilling and exciting to them. So it's understandable that they would get into this. But the way you're describing it, even to go so far as to say like, oh, we have 15 minutes, let's practice now, or start with my aching feet, or I've had enough now, thank you. You're teaching men to truly take care of her during a chapter of her life where she really needs to be taken care of. And in a way that is going to result in satisfying sex, but the approach is to take care. And you're also giving women permission to receive.
Because
it's not easy for most women.
The reason that women so often don't want to do this is because they feel like they're giving all day long to their child, to their breastfeeding baby, to everybody, to the family. And then it feels like I'm just giving again to you for your pleasure. And this is like, no, we're completely turning the tables. And this is about you, the woman, receiving, which, as Cynthia said, is not always easy for us to do. And it's really hard, I think, to say what you want.
That's why it's such a good practice. That's the thing I think that women need to know more than anything else is that yoni massage teaches you to feel what you want and ask for it. These are fundamental building blocks to having a super hot sex life for your whole life with your partner. That when all your other friends are like, ugh, I can't even stand to look at him, and they're getting divorced and they're trying to find better partners, when you have a perfectly good partner, but you just need these skills. Like if it's not money, it's sex for most people when they get divorced, and you do not want this. You want to build a good sex life. And that's learning skills. We can procreate without much training, but we can't build a great sex life that keeps getting better our whole life long without learning things. And so that yoni massaging, where you're learning together, beginning as beginners together, will put you into some new relationship energy, and it'll actually make you feel more turned on for your partner again. And it gives you the foundational communication skill on which you can build all the other bedroom communication skills. And there are quite a few of them that come after this. Butterflying your legs open and letting your husband look at your vulva and touch it and learning the parts, which is why I went into all the parts and what they are, because you need the language. You need to understand what the locations are so you can tell him what he's touching, so you can ask for what you want, because what you want is different every single day. We are moon women. Whether we, even after menopause, we still are moon cycles. What felt good yesterday isn't what we want today, isn't what we're going to ask for tomorrow. And our men are much more steady state, but they want to give us what we need. And so a hard one is going to be you butterflying your legs open and letting him look and get his hands there and get used to it. You're going to be embarrassed at first. But what's going to happen over time is as you begin to talk about your yoni, as you begin to name the parts and ask for things, your personal sexual self-confidence is going to get stronger. You're going to become a more sexually empowered woman. You're going to love your vulva. It's going to start to be so responsive. You're going to start to have better orgasms. You're going to have pleasurable sex, and your sex life is going to start to take off, and you're going to leave all those other girls behind that didn't listen to this show.
Thanks for joining us at the Down to Birth Show. You can reach us at Down to Birth Show on Instagram or email us at contact@downtobirthshow.com. All of Cynthia's classes and Trisha's breastfeeding services are held live, online, serving women and couples everywhere.
Please remember, this information is made available to you for educational and informational purposes only. It is in no way a substitute for medical advice. For our full disclaimer, visit downtobirthshow.com/disclaimer. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, hear everyone and listen to yourself.
So, you know, yes, anytime you do new things, it feels a little weird to start, but you quickly get through it because it is the most natural, beautiful thing in the world.